You know, in the past, it only offered guidance, but now the Department of Homeland Security is going to lay down the rules to ensure American pipelines are better protected from cyber attacks. It follows the big ransomware attack and shutdown of Colonial Pipeline that prompted jittery drivers afraid of shortages to pack into gas stations and suck many of them dry the past couple of weeks. The Washington Post reports new requirements and regulations will be coming out starting this week, and joining us live to talk about them, the Post national security reporter, Ellen Nakashima, who helped break this story. Ellen, welcome in. What kind of rules have you learned are coming, and when are they coming?
Well, the first set of rules will be this week, expected this week, and it's a security directive that starts by requiring pipeline companies to report cyber incidents or suspected cyber incidents to the Department of Homeland Security's Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, as well as the critical infrastructure cybersecurity agency, CISA. And they will also be required to have a cyber coordinator or a cyber professional on staff and who's available 24/7 to report any incidents to the federal government and be available to coordinate a response with them. And then finally, they will be required to conduct a self-assessment of their cybersecurity posture with respect to current existing voluntary guidelines. But they won't be, under the current directive, forced to, although they will be strongly encouraged to address any gaps or shortfalls, they won't be forced or required to do so under at risk of penalty. But the big news is what's coming in the coming weeks, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, is a much more robust set of mandatory requirements, essentially regulation, that will set out standards, performance-based standards, I think, that companies will have to meet or risk being penalized financially.
Why haven't requirements been in place sooner? It's not as if hacking is a brand new threat.
No, that's right. I mean, the TSA has had oversight of pipeline security for close to almost 20 years now, and it's been a philosophical approach, I guess, of the federal government and in general, and of TSA in particular, in that they have approached their relationship with the pipeline sector as one of collaboration and partnership, and they have historically believed or said that they feel they get more out of the companies and that there's a more effective outcome if they work together using the carrot rather than the stick. But the recent spate of increasing really severity of cyber threats and cyber attacks, and this last ransomware attack on Colonial Pipeline, was so significant and just hard to ignore that I think the federal government realized that they can't just go with the voluntary carrot approach anymore.
And I believe you mentioned this ever so briefly, if we can flesh it out in 20 or 30 seconds. You write that there are concerns about enforcing the new rules.
There have been, industry in general is resistant to regulation of this kind, and there are concerns that the rules could be confusing or duplicative or too rigid if they're not set out right, too rigid to enable a company to evolve with technology and be more innovative when it comes to its own cybersecurity. There's also just a kind of a patchwork quilt of regulatory agencies in the federal government with differing responsibilities over different parts of the critical infrastructure. And, for instance, a utility company could have as part of its corporation an electric sector, electric company, as well as a natural gas pipeline, and thus have two different federal agencies with cyber guidelines, cyber regulations to follow. So some of these details will have to get worked out.
We really appreciate your reporting and your time tonight, Ellen. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you later. That's Ellen Nakashima, Washington Post national security reporter, joining us live.